Amazing love. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 through 7. Can you believe there is a snowstorm in the middle of April? Indeed, it is reminiscent of the South Pole. I would not be surprised at all if I see a penguin rather than a deer on Highway 87. As you know, penguins are the typical animal at the South Pole. There are 17 species of penguin worldwide, and the largest species among them are the emperor penguins. The emperor penguins are very famous for the special love they have for their baby. The emperor penguins lay their eggs in the coldest winter so that they can safely protect their eggs from other animals. The female lays on one egg on the foot of the male to prevent freezing, and the male incubates the egg in a standing position for about 4 months until it hatches. Sometimes they have to stand in extreme cold, like minus 40 to minus 58 degrees Fahrenheit, with severe wind, 93.2 miles per hour. They don't even eat except a little bit of snow during that time. So during 4 months of incubating, they lose about 60% of their weight. When the egg hatches, the male disgorges food, which was stored in his stomach for 4 months to feed the baby. And then, when the female comes back, they are relieved of their mission and go back to the ocean. Since they did not eat for 4 months, sadly, many of them died on their way back to the ocean. What a paternal love for his children and penguins. Not only for the animal, in general, parental love toward the young is very touching, and sometimes it brings about supernatural power. Therefore, people commonly believe that parental love represents unconditional love. However, there is the most powerful unconditional love story in the Bible. It is God's love for us. God is our spiritual father, and his love is steadfast and everlasting. The Bible describes us Christians in various ways, such as Christ's disciples, army, ambassador, friend, and etc. And today, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 2, we are depicted as children of God. Not only in the Bible, but also in church, we commonly hear that we are the children of God. However, we don't really understand about a deeper meaning of it. Paul used a very interesting expression to talk about the love of God that enables us to be his children. In Romans chapter 11, verse 17, Paul said that if some of the branches were broken off and you, a wild olive shoot, were grafted in their place to share the rich roots of the olive tree. This means that although we were not worthy of being called as children of God, like a wild olive shoot, which were not able to make any fruit, God grafted us in with his love so that we can share the rich roots of the olive tree and bear fruit. In other words, since God made us to be his children, we live in his steadfast love and everlasting love. To be brief about the key message from today's text, 1 John, is that we are called as children of God by the love of God, and in the future, we will see the Lord God as he is, and we will be like him. Therefore, we should be holy and live holy as children of God by resisting sin above everything else. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 said, God created humankind in his image. So, like God, we have the capacity to love and care, to communicate and to create. Like God, we are free and we are responsible. There is an ideal way that we are meant to be and live up to as human beings whom were created in God's image. But we do not live perfectly as God intends. Again and again, we break the covenant relationship between God and us as we turn our backs on God and on God's expectations for us. We deny our birthright, the life of holiness for which we were created. We call this alienation from God sin. You may be very familiar with hunting, so let me put it this way. When you go hunt, you should correctly aim at a target. If you miss your target, you cannot catch it. Likewise, in our whole life, there is one mark that God intends us to aim at. That is holiness. Therefore, one clear goal of life for children of God should be holiness. In the New Testament, the primary word for sin originated from the Greek word hamartia, which means missing the mark. This means that if we miss the mark that God intends us to aim at, we do sin. Many times, we sin by things we have thought, said, and done, which are called sins of commission. We also sin by failing to think, say, or do things we should have done, which are called sins of omission. Either way, we fail to be or to do what God intends for us as children of God. According to our understanding of sin as the United Methodist Church, the issue in sin is the singular. Sin is our alienation from God, our willful act of turning from God as the center of life and making our own selves and our own wills the center. From this fundamental sin, our various sins spring. Sin is estrangement of at least four kinds: separation from God, separation from other people, separation from the created order, and separation from ourselves. Firstly, as we try to be out of touch with God, who is the center of life, we break the covenants and separate ourselves from God, who is our origin and destiny. Secondly, as we put ourselves at the center of many relationships, we exploit others for our own benefit. We tend to love things and use people rather than loving people and using them. Thirdly, as we are concerned only for our own survival and greedily consume, destroy, and befoul the natural environment, we greatly increase the damage done to the beauty and unity of all God's creation. Fourthly, as we turn from the goodness, happiness, and holiness that is our divinely created potential, we turn from our own center. Unfortunately, we are powerless to extricate ourselves from sin. Since most people don't know that sin is a state of separation from God, if they do sin, they just try to fix it and do a better job rather than ask for forgiveness from God. Even Christians are the same. If we do sin, we try to save ourselves by being good, going to church, and reading the Bible. But soon, we realized that these cannot save us because sin is not a fixable problem by ourselves. Sin is not a problem to be solved, but a state of separation from God. Broken relationship with God is sin. Therefore, only God can heal this radical state of separation from God by His radical act of love. And this radical act of love was fulfilled on the cross. Through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, God proved His love for all His children. However, as 1 John said in chapter 3, verse 1, although we are the children of God, the world does not know that. The world does not know God and His love, so it did not know who we are. So, it is very difficult to keep our faith and Christian identity by being holy and living holy in the world. there are some ways to survive as believers in the world. Some Christians just try to refuse the world. So they either try to be out of touch with the world by stepping away from ordinary life, by setting up a separate community or living alone. Or they try to despise the world. Although the world is full of sin and darkness, still it is part of God's creation and God wants it to be healed and restored. Furthermore, God sent Jesus Christ to this world because he so loved the world. So we should love the world too. However, this does not mean that we need to accept everything of the world to be assimilated into it by forgetting who we are. Christians should accept the world critically by keeping our own identity as children of God. If we hate the world, we cannot share the love of God with others who don't know God's love in the world. God wants us to live in this world as children of God by leading the transformation of the world. So we need to love this world. But we should remember our mission, spreading God's love in this world. Also, we should remember that this world is not our final destination. We are the citizen of the everlasting kingdom of God, so we are just travelers of this temporal world. If we go knowing where our final destination is, we can find a deeper meaning in our lives and from where we are at now. Being a child of God is amazing because it is only possible by the amazing love of God. However, this world does not recognize it. Even this world devaluates God's love and dismisses us. Nevertheless, we should not take God's love lightly or the meaning of being children of God. Rather, we should be proud of our Christian identity and live with thankfulness, dignity, and pride. Each one of us should remember how God made us to be His children and how much God loves us. This love is daring enough to give up His only Son on the cross. This love is much stronger than incubating an egg in extremely cold weather for 4 months. This love is amazing. We cannot be separated from this love for any reason, even death. God's love is steadfast and everlasting. We became the children of God with this love. Let us give thanks to God for His amazing love. Let us be holy and live holy as God intends us. Children of God, let us go forth to the world with God. Peace with you. Praise God. Amen.